Thank you. Also, good morning from my side. I'm here with Olaf Borkers and Patrick Kiss. All in all, the figures are still in line with our guidance, and our business runs as reliable as in the past. The investment market hasn't changed. The investments or investment opportunities we saw in the recent past are priced on a level where we don't see much sense longer term, despite the favorable debt markets. So let's start, as usual, with our retailer sales figures for the first three quarters. After a weak first quarter, remember, -2.3%, and a rather flat second quarter, we saw again a flat third quarter. Year-to-date sales decreased by 0.1%. Compared to the first two quarters, there are movements between the segments, but they are, in my view, all not remarkable. Like-for-like sales in our three centers in Poland, Hungary, and Austria decreased similar by 0.8%, which is only due to Galeria Bałtycka, so that like-for-like retail sales in the portfolio were also down by 0.7%. The absolute retail sales in our German centers improved slightly, whereas the centers abroad saw a slight minus of 0.1%. Overall, the absolute turnover in our portfolio was slightly positive. Let's come to our figures and start with our balance sheet. Overall, total assets decreased by only 14.7% to 3.38 billion euro, more or less the same than in the first half. Long-term assets decreased mainly due to the repatriation of the sales proceeds from Galeria Dominikanska early this year. In turn, current assets increased to higher liquidity by the end of the third quarter. Total equity decreased mainly due to the dividend payment in June and financial liabilities due to repayment of credit facilities. Deferred tax liabilities, as well as all other liabilities, were slightly up in turn, so that the equity ratio is stable compared to year-end 2013. The LTV went down by 1 percentage point to 42% compared to 2013. Let's get to slide 4, P&L. First of all, to mention is that last year's P&L was adjusted by the mistake we made in connection with the first-time consolidation of Dresden, as mentioned already in our last call, because it happened in the second quarter. Our revenues increased by 8% to almost 150 million euro, which is mainly due to the consolidation of the Altmark Gallery in the prior year, as you all know. The operating and management expenses were relatively stable in absolute terms. In relative terms, the net operating margin increased to 90.8% compared to 90.1% in the first 9 months of 2013, and that is mainly due to lower maintenance. Other operating income was slightly higher than last year, whereas the corporate costs came down marginally. Consequently, EBIT increased by 10% from 120.5 to 132.3 million euro. Net finance costs decreased from a negative 25 million to minus 41.7 million euro. If one excludes the income from Galeria Dominikanska in Q3 of last year, net finance costs were relatively unchanged. Higher interest expenses and a lower result from at equity due to the consolidation of Dresden was more or less offset by lower other financial expenses due to the valuation of the Dresden swap. The running investments into our shopping centers amounted to 4.4 million euro compared to 7.4 million in 2013. So overall, EBT decreased slightly by 2% from 88.1 million to 86.2 million euro. Taxes came out at 16.7 million, which equals 19.4% tax rate comparable to the second quarter. out of which $3.5 million were cash taxes. As the average tax rate in the first half of 2013 was a little lower due to the tax repayment last year, consolidated profit went down by 5% to 69.5 million euro. FFO increased 10% from 1.48 euro to 1.64 euro per share. EPS decreased as the consolidated profit by 5% to 1.29 euro, whereas EPRA earnings were up by almost 14% to 1.36 euro per share. The loan structure hasn't changed much compared to year-end 2013 and to June 2014. Average interest rate is up now by 2 basis points to 3.9%, duration a little down now at 6.3 years. There's one loan in the amount of roughly slightly above 60 million euro where we could fix interest, which would lower the average interest rate and would increase duration. But we don't feel much pressure to do so immediately. Let's now come to the bridges. First of all, the revenue bridge, where you can see that 8.6 million euro of our revenue increase is due to Dresden. Nevertheless, the like-for-like growth was a good 2.2% or 2.9 million euro compared to a budget for the whole year of 1.8%. Net finance costs, the Galleria Dominikanska contributed 16.6 million euro to income in 2013 in the third quarter. Interest expenses increased by 1.5 million. Without Dresden, it would have decreased by 0.9 million euro. The swap expenses decreased by 3.8 million euro, as already mentioned, and the minority profit share was slightly higher. Finally, the result from at equity participations were 1.9 million lower than in the first three quarters of 2013. EBT in the first 9 months compared to last year's figures was also positively affected by the sale of Galleria Dominikanska and the valuation result, which was better than in the prior year. The increase of the operating result amounted to 9.8 million euro or 12%. Finally, the profit bridge. The capital gain after taxes of Galleria Dominikanska was similar to the pre-tax gain. The valuation result after taxes was 3 million better than in 2013, so that operating profit after taxes was 9 million euro or 14% higher than in 2013. As pointed out so far, 2013 is absolutely in line with our projections, and so we expect that for the remaining weeks. We don't see any necessity to adjust our guidance. We still expect revenues of around 200 million euro and EBIT of around 175 million euro and earnings before taxes excluding valuation of 120 to 123 million euro and of FOOs of still €2.14 to €2.18 per share. Thanks for listening. That's really in short what I can tell you in the first three quarters, not very much. And I'm now happy to answer your questions.
And our first question today comes from the line of André Riemke of Baader Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. Good morning, sirs. My first question on your guidance, especially for 2015, I missed them in the presentation. Is this related to the upcoming management changes, or what is the reason here not to mention that?
I saw the preliminary figures for the planning of 2015. I haven't had a chance so far to look at it, but what I saw in the first place was that we see, compared to our 2015 guidance, that the restructuring of our Phoenix Center, for example, has influence on the top-line growth. Because We have temporarily construction site there, and we lose rent.
Okay.
So top line growth is lower than we envisaged for 2015 with the knowledge of March 2014.
Okay. But would you like to share us what is the rough amount?
Well, it will grow less than in that projection.
Okay.
Yeah, we are more at the lower end than at the upper end of that.
Okay, perfect.
At first sight. And that has influence on EBIT and so on.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And I want to check that first before I stay to these figures. It has nothing to do with the management change. Nice idea.
Well, nobody knows. So coming then to the second question, the expansion plans. On the Harburg project, you changed your volume of investments. What is now your expectation for return on investment?
Now it's 6.
6%?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not spectacular, but it was the right decision.
Okay. And on Gdansk, I saw at the Expo ECE providing already some plans and their prospects for within planned opening in 2017. Can you elaborate on that from your point of view?
From my point of view, from what I hear, is that there is very good demand for that project, which is certainly good. The problem currently is more on the permit side. It takes a little bit more time than expected. There are the Greens are also active there, so it takes more time to get through that process. And I think that could be the first decision of the new management of Deutsche Euroshop, not my decision anymore to realize it.
Okay. Okay, but there are no real issues or really risks.
No. It's not. On that side, it is clear, but it takes more time, as we know that from other places.
Okay, perfect, thanks. Then on the valuation result, of course, it's always the question if you would like to give us an answer there, or at least from today's perspective, your view. Is there any reason to believe that we will see other numbers than in the past, i.e. between 1% and 2% on the overall portfolio as a value uplift?
I don't have any other indication.
Okay, so no change in parameters there to be expected.
Well, I don't know the results so far. I will get to know them mid-December only.
Okay.
But I don't expect, I'm on the same side.
Okay.
Speculation.
Okay.
I know a little bit more how the properties develop in detail.
Okay, perfect, thanks. Then last question on the potential acquisitions, as usual. You mentioned that the situation is unchanged in the general market. Recently, in the last calls, you said that you have something to work on, at least one project. Is it still in the pipeline, or has it been cancelled?
It is still alive, but it could die early next week.
Okay, perfect. Not perfect, but a clear message. Okay, thank you very much. That's my question.
And our next question comes from the line of Georg Kanders of Bankhaus Lampe. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I have one question regarding the planned closure of Karstadt at Billstedt. I know it does not belong to your property, but it's more or less integrated. Do you see any chances from this or even risks from this development?
No, it is a chance, but I'm happy that we don't take the risk. Let me put it that way. The closure, it is long expected, not only there, to be honest. It's long expected, and there are good prospects that they will fit most of the space with an attractive tenant. The question is what happens with the rest, and that is currently unclear. It is advisable that this property is totally then managed by ECE, which is in question, because otherwise you can't manage it properly. But so far we are in good discussions with the new owners.
But so this would then, but then it's likely that you would more or less purchase this site.
Well, that is fortunately not my decision. let them redevelop it first.
Okay. Thanks, sir.
Next question, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by one at any time. And our next question comes from the line of Thomas Effler of BHF. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Just a minor question regarding your CapEx. Can you share with us kind of your expectation for 2015? Will be that in a similar range like in 2014? Thanks.
Yeah, I would think so, because the CapEx in Hamburg is not included anymore. It's on the group. It's on the same. Would be less than that. I can't give you the number right now.
Okay, thank
Something
you.
Something between 10 and 20 million is mm-hmm. always fair.
Ladies and gentlemen, are there any further questions from the phone lines? To use your opportunity, please press the star followed by one.
Huh. That's nice. Thank you very much.
Okay, seems like there are no further questions.
Yeah. Okay, goodbye. Thanks a lot.